There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I was looking at an article on the Internet. I posted it on the website, USAPrepares.com. And it's about water pricing. You know, water seems to be very, very valuable. As a matter of fact, 3 days without it and you die, right? Well, here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, water is priced, the more you use, the more it costs per gallon. It's up to 5 cents a gallon in bulk. That is the highest I've ever heard of water being priced. So, for example, if you buy, let's say, monthly water usage for a water bill, okay? So, 50 gallons per day, you'd be spending about $50 a month. If you use 100 gallons a day, let's see, you'd be spending about 100 gallons a day, you would be spending $150. And if you use, let's see, 150 gallons, you'd be spending around $229 a month. Now, that's 5 cents a gallon. That's the highest I've ever heard of water being priced. And it's the highest in the country. The point I guess I'm trying to make is water is really, really valuable and we're just wasting it. We're watering our lawns with drinking water. We're washing our cars with drinking water. And we're concerned about vanity. And you know, I understand hygiene is really important. But let's treat water as if it's a necessity of life, which it is. What do you think?
I am going to suggest get used to it. It's just the beginning. California is in a world of hurt. I'm not kidding. Even here in southern Oregon, wells are going dry. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You have your home, you have your infrastructure all set up, and all of a sudden you no longer have water because the aquifers that you're drilled down into have gone dry.
Well, Rick, what were we thinking? Seriously, were we that naive, that ignorant of the facts, that we would drill a hole and say, well, you know, there's a forever supply of water. And, you know, over the years, I remember, Rick, back in the 1960s, we lived in on land that had a well. Every one of our neighbors had a well. How deep were they? They were about 88 feet. And then 10, 15 years of watering lawns, and the next series of wells that went in were deeper. And then deeper. And then wells were going dry. And then people would say, well, geez, I guess our well went dry. Let's drill another well. And deeper, deeper, deeper. And, you know, pretty soon they were a couple hundred feet deep. Well, in Springfield, Missouri, to get clean drinking water, you're at, you know, 500 to 600 feet down.
In Springfield, Missouri. You know, I would want to live in North or South Dakota, where the water comes out white. And it's like there is, people don't get it in terms of the move now for privatization of water and what's going to happen next if you allow that to happen. Air is next.
You know, what you said, Rick, what you just said is pretty frightening. Air is next.
Well, it's the truth of it. And look at the trends. And we're not even talking about money and monetary currency now. We're talking about control of utilities. That is what China is about. They have moved into Canada. They are trying to move into the United States. This whole thing is to take over our utilities. And I would be remiss if I didn't say how wonderful it is to work with you. You know, no matter what we talk about, it could be anything. I don't know of anybody like you at all. And I wanted to say that because while I am me and I have this broad background of knowledge base, you do also. And actually are as every bit articulate as I am. I'm impressed.
Well, Rick, I'm very flattered.
I had to say it, though. Have you realized that we don't even need to think about what we're going to talk about? We just flow.
Well, let me share with...
Didn't mean to get off subject. I just would have been remiss if I didn't say something like that. Plus, and I'm going to be remiss again if I don't say this, I miss Grace Thorne sitting here next to me while I'm doing my radio. There you go, Grace.
Grace Thorne is a wonderful person. She's been to the farm, she's been to the meetup, she's been to the expos. Rick, let me share this with our class. Here's how it goes. So before the broadcast, let's say somewhere between 20 and 5 minutes before 9 o'clock Central Time on Thursdays, I'll call Rick. And I'll say, hey, Rick, how's it going? What would you like to talk about? And the reason I do that is he may have some points that he wants to make sure we cover, some up-to-the-minute breaking news and so forth. I may have some. And I'll just jot down on my spiral notebook. I've got like 30 of them here, maybe 50 of them that I've completed so far, and they're just filed away in the bookcase. But you know, I'll jot down some of the points that I want to make sure that we cover, his points, my points, and so forth. And then I'll say, okay, great, see you in 10 minutes or 5 minutes or you know, and then we contact Rick, and then we start. But very often, that list of things that we discuss that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I know. Lost in the translation. Yeah.
The first and last time we talk about them is when we say, all right, let's talk about these things. Like, okay, good. See you in a couple of minutes. And that's the last time we talk about them.
Yeah, no,
and that's
cool.
It's absolutely true.
Well, I do a lot of radio, and I've met a lot of intelligent people. But never anybody quite like you, Vincent. That's the truth of it. And so, with that said, it's no wonder that you're climbing in your ratings and you're doing very well. And when you always come on the broadcast, you always come on with a laugh because you're looking forward to who knows what's going to happen now.
Yeah. that's absolutely true, Rick. I come on chuckling because I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, to be on the air. I really, it's a lot of fun. It's educational for me. I learn a lot. And one of the things that I probably should share is that, you know, the more you know, the more you realize how little you know. And the more you learn about all these things that are happening, the more you realize that there are very few people who are paying attention to these things that are happening. For example, I ran into a lady yesterday. And she's a senior citizen. I said, so, you have a cell phone? And she's just concerned about having that cell phone for her in case of an emergency. But she doesn't really want to think about how much damage it's doing to her, transmitting all the time that it's in her pocket. She doesn't want to think about that. And that's not unusual. That's very, very common. Not everybody wants to know what's really happening. They'd like these X-class flares, Rick. You know, I want to know. I want to know that they're coming because I might be planning to go out for, you know, the afternoon doing circles and tractor therapy, riding around the fields, you know, preparing for hay or cutting hay or whatever I might be doing out there, exposed to the full threat, the full impact of these flares. I want to know when they're coming, rather than being blasted by them and finding out later on that I've gotten skin cancer or something like that as a result of my own ignorance. But it's also a full-time job just paying attention, Rick, to what's happening.
Well, that's the idea. You have to pay attention. And so we have filters, and I think one of them that we can get rid of are cell phones and texting. I think texting is a scourge. It is an abbreviation and leaves way more loss in the translation.
Rick, one of the things that I reflected on many, many, many years ago is what's the difference between American ingenuity and our ability to innovate compared to other countries? And I think it has to do with our language. Our language has a lot of freedom in it. But if we reduce the number of words that we know and that we use, and which is one of the reasons why I try to raise the bar here at USA Prepares. Rather than speaking at a, let's say, a sixth or seventh grade level, try to raise the bar so that we expand our minds, expand our lexicon of words, so that we can think in greater and greater terms and become more and more innovative. I guess what I'm saying is I believe that there's a relationship, a correlation between the words that we know and use and our ability to innovate. The fewer the words we have, the less innovation. Do you think that's correct or not?
Well, my dad, until I was in my 60s, gave me every year a subscription to Reader's Digest. And I hated the magazine. You couldn't use it in high school as a reference source, you know, when you're doing debate or anything. However, they always had that little section, increasing your word power and vocabulary and the ability to articulate and describe something in a manner that people got a visual imaging. And one of the things that makes English more difficult is what's called an idiomatic expression. That means, if you catch my drift, slang.
Let's talk about that when we come back after this break. Rick, would you mind reconnecting? You've been breaking up during this particular segment. If you would disconnect and reconnect during the break, we'll probably be able to fix that.
Or have him call.
I'll have our engineer call you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 937. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There we go. Rick Miller's with us. And so, Rick, you know, we've been talking about you know, these changes in life and how we're being distracted with cell phones and so forth. Yesterday something very interesting happened. We had a one of our class called in about kinesiology. And, you know, thinking with intuition and those kinds of things, and thinking with your gut. And naturally, of course, that led me to mention, you know, Rick Miller and thinking with your gut. And one of the things that I mentioned, I wanted to share this with you, because you're an expert in this, is you know Mrs. Finelli quite well. And I have seen, you know, we've been married a long time, since the 1970s. And I've seen her over the years talk to someone, and you know how there's this distance. Let's say there's three or four people talking in kind of in a circle informally, and there's a distance. You could probably measure it, and it's probably very similar from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. There's a distance. You don't want to be too far. You don't want to be too close, but there's this distance. And I have seen Mrs. Finelli talk to someone, meet this person for the first time, and back up. And it doesn't happen all the time. But her intuition is saying, and I don't think, we have never discussed this, but she and I, but I have a feeling that it has to do with distrust. She does not trust that person, and she backs up. And her intuition has been very, very accurate over the years. She'll say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that person, I don't trust that person, and so forth. Have you studied any of that, Rick, with that kind
of
relationship?
Yes, it's neurolinguistics and body language. And the way your body is also communicating as well as articulating with words. That's why telephones are not as good as communicating in person. In Hindu, they call that darshan, eyeball to eyeball, where you actually have access to the person's soul. You know, you're looking them directly in the eye, and somehow it is a window to who they really are. And actually, I've seen Sandy do this, and if she were to pay attention, she would have all kinds of further information consciously of what she's feeling subconsciously. And that's one of the very difficult bridges, is to form a language where you can talk to yourself about things that you're feeling.
And so is this something that she could work on to enhance?
Oh, yeah, and be really astute. She could, if, for example, throw the bones. You know, tarot cards, I Ching, whatever. Sandy's an intuitive. She really is very, very good that way. I've noted that. I was always impressed. Now, there's another thing called irritation coefficient. That has to do with crowd control and how close everybody is to each other. And as crowds build, the space between you, your individual freedom of space, decreases, and with it, irritation. I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you're in a crowd, you're not as comfortable as when you're in a smaller group where there's more space between you.
Mm-hmm.
Personal
sure.
space. Simple.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share that.
It's basic and is part of the emotional body, which is a higher level of what's going on the physical plane. That's why I use that system of measuring, you know, holographic universe, because it would include the idea that emotional content is more detail about the physics.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I've noticed when I was doing some tractor therapy over the last few weeks, and walking around the farm, just walking around the farm, looking at the grass, looking at the quality, the growth, the, you know, those kinds of things. Because we're in the grass business. I mean, that's really what we do. We grow grass, and the cows eat the grass, and then we sell the cows. Well, if the grass isn't of sufficient quality, our business is in trouble. Well, I've noticed water evaporating very, very quickly. And I'd like to talk about that with you when we come back, if that's okay. Let's talk about where's it going and why isn't it hanging around like it used to? I mean, literally, water is disappearing very, very quickly. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com, richardallanmiller.com. If you'd like to peruse his website and check out the books, the same ones that we have here in the studio, I suggest you consider richardallanmiller.com. Rick, so I've been outside and walking around, looking up, looking down. I see more geoengineering than ever before. It's absolutely out of control. It's every single day, morning, noon, and night. It's just, it doesn't stop. And what I've noticed is that the water seems to be disappearing. So we had a lot of rain, and all of a sudden, the ground is dry. And it looks like if we don't have rain soon, the grass is going to suffer seriously. So is there something different going on with the water as mixed with the geoengineering chemicals that is causing the water to evaporate?
And all the water is being desiccated out because of the contaminant of the geoengineering that's now in the soil. The water's there. It's locked up. The soil can't get access to it. And the air is drier. And if you had a barometer, there it would be. You could look at your vapor pressure, and there it is. You'd see it for yourself. Everything is drier, including at night when I sleep, I wake up with a dry mouth because there's not the air, the water in the air that would normally be there. Everybody's noticing it, aren't you? And it's time you start to ask questions on why the water is not in the air anymore. And it's because of this crappy geoengineering and the barium and aluminum oxide. It desiccates the water, locks it up in that little polymer. And while the water is there, you can't get access to it, and the air is dry. And if you think it's dry,
it's the Russians.
You ought to be down in California.
Yeah. Rick, if the Russians, you know, were flying their planes over the United States, spraying the same chemicals that
are
being sprayed now.
And they do have chemtrails in Soviet Union, Russia, yes.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is if a foreign country, any country, I just picked Russia, any foreign country were spraying chemicals over the United States, they'd be shot down. So obviously, this is with the blessing, approval, endorsement of the United States government, which is absolutely out of control.
No, that's the United States government. United Nations. That's very important to make the distinction. It is a UN project, not a USA project. It's a UN project. The planes that are spraying in your area are coming out of Canada.
It's unacceptable to me. But you know, you mentioned a barometer. You mentioned a barometer. And our son happened to be somewhere, I'm not sure exactly where he found this thing, but it was an award that was given to someone who was like a salesman. And it's a barometer, it's an air guide barometer. I'm looking at it right now. It has a thermometer, it has a humidity gauge, and it has a barometer. All three meters in one frame, glass enclosed. It's like a wall hanging thing with a little plaque on it. Salesman of the year kind of award for a company that's out of business now. So he purchased this, and he thought his dad really likes, you know, nostalgic items and historical artifacts. And so I'm looking at this thing, and I'm wondering. We used to have, it was fairly common for homes in the United States to have a barometer, right? We used to have a barometer and an outside thermometer hanging on the wall with a sensor that would go out the window. That was common. We don't do that anymore. We do not have barometers. We do not have weather instruments in our homes anymore. And I wonder if that's been replaced with technology like, well, if you want to know what the humidity is, just go to an app on your smartphone. Your smartphone will do everything for you. Well, is that why we're not paying attention? Because we don't have these scientific measuring instruments anymore?
Mostly it's because you used to use the barometer to determine for yourself what the weather was going to be that day.
Uh-huh.
That's all ended. Because you can't even predict the weather anymore because it's so screwy in the way they've altered it.
Rick, I was
storms
talking
about... Storms are not the same thing anymore.
Right. I was talking with Mrs. Finelli yesterday and the day before, and I said, and our neighbor came over to have a cup of coffee with us yesterday after the broadcast, and we're sitting around the kitchen table, and I said, it took 62 years, but I got it. I finally figured it out. What's happening is people live in neighborhoods, and one of the things that happens in most neighborhoods is the socioeconomic values are similar, if you will. The incomes of many of the people who live in these neighborhoods is about the same. They have the same purchasing desires. They buy the same kinds of things. They keep up with the Joneses. They have the same number of trash cans that they put out, you know, every trash pickup day. So a lot of what happens in these neighborhoods is very much the same as, you know, one house to the next. They have same amount of shrubbery. They have the same kind of siding and so forth. I'm speaking generally. Now, so I believe they tend to think that it's okay where they live because, heck, you know, the Joneses, the Smiths, the Barnes, all these other families live there. So everybody's okay. There's no need to worry because they're all in the same boat. And everything, it's like a herd mentality. Everything's okay. Now you contrast that with a farmer like me, and I don't look at what our neighbors are doing. I have no need to look at what our neighbors are doing. I look up, I look down, I pay attention to what's happening, and I'm worried about a lot of different things that most people aren't concerned about at all. Because it doesn't affect them the way it affects me. So, for example, if it stops raining, most people would say, that's great. I can't believe it. It's so nice out. We can picnic. We don't have to worry. Me, when it stops raining, I go, uh-oh. You know, I'm not going to have the grass to feed the cows. Now what am I going to do with the cows? You know, I've got their lives dependent on me. That's the difference. The difference is living in a neighborhood where you're not concerned with most things around you, and then you look for things to do, like go to ball games and, you know, nonsense like that, compared to actually growing a garden and taking care of your family's future. I think it's living in the neighborhood that's destroying us. How about that?
So there we are. And what's happening now is that I try to put a saucer of water in front of a fan to rehydrate the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. It makes a difference in my snoring and my sleep pattern.
Mm-hmm. Rick, the trees are dying here. And I got a video. We have a really neat instructor at the meetups. His name is John Gore, and he's a former policeman. And he just decided he was not going to put up with the things that they wanted him to do, you know, make up reports and make up information and put it down on paper as if it's fact. He was not going to do it. He's been teaching us about how the police system works and, you know, how it's really a revenue-based system, exactly what we've been saying, but he's confirmed it all. And he decided that we need to have a librarian, and I guess I was selected to be the librarian for some of the videos to circulate them among those of us at the meetup group. So if we don't show a video at the meetup group, we just circulate them so people can borrow them and take them home and learn. And one of them was Look Up with Dane Wigington. It's about the geoengineering. It's absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. You know, you look at geoengineering and you look at Fukushima and radiation. I mean, those two things are the top two threats to mankind. In my opinion, it's the number one threat is Fukushima, because we really can't fix it. And number two would be the geoengineering, but we can fix that. We can stop it. But who isn't suffering from a lower rate of oxygenation of the blood? Who is not suffering from that? I think everybody is. And I think it's killing us. And people are saying that they have joint pain that they've never had before. Are you hearing that too, Rick?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, more joint pain.
I don't know what to think of all of it. It's just we're in a time of change, and weather is part of it.
And I'm looking at a screen, and it just shows the individual greed. And I'll post this on the website. I was, you know, over the last month or so, I've been catching a few episodes of Mission Impossible from the 1960s through the very, very early 1970s. And the reason I like watching it is I like looking at how things have changed. You see fewer power lines. You see blue sky. You don't see that anymore. You don't see really nice blue sky. We've engineered the sky. We've put more power lines up. You see more hustle and bustle. If you watch Mission Impossible, it's available on Netflix right now. You can watch the way it was in the late 1960s. But it's really a series about marketing. It's a series about using individual greed against a person where they trick people into doing things that they would not normally do. Okay, so that's what Mission Impossible is about. And I looked at the number of commercial minutes. It's easy to do because you can just hit pause and you can see, okay, it's 50 minutes long. That means that there's 10 minutes of commercials because there's an hour of a television broadcast, 10 minutes of commercials, and 50 minutes of program, meaning Mission Impossible. Well, I'm looking at a chart in front of me that shows percentages of commercials, and this is all relating to that same thing, that same ilk, individual greed. In 1952, 13% of the time was spent on commercials. That's 4 minutes out of every half hour or 8 minutes per hour. So it stayed the same, 1952, 1958. In 1961, it went to 18%, 63, 20%. That's inflation, right? Then we looked at 1990, 22%, 94, 24%, 2001, 30% of the program or of the hour was spent on commercials. 30%. That's a lot. Now, right now, 2014, well, no, 2013, 32%. So it kept creeping up, creeping up, creeping up. Over time, it's gotten to the point where it's about 32% of the hour is commercials. To me,
they're doing the same thing on YouTube now.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. You know, you look at a one-minute commercial for a five-minute YouTube. I mean, you know, here's my reaction to that. Just go someplace else, or don't watch it. Vote with your mouse. Click someplace else, and don't participate. Don't buy things from these advertisers that are taking over YouTube. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, so trees are dying. Do you think this is going to continue or is this repairable?
It's going to get much worse. That's my prediction. NASA confirms that's one of the reasons they have the transhuman program with the Avatar projects. No longer human.
Tell us what you mean. We're being replaced.
Yes, or enhanced, or, you know, set up with cell phones inside. Mm-hmm. Become a cell phone.
Interesting point. Men on Mars, Nazis in Antarctica, an alien named Krill.
Yeah.
Rick, I'm looking at, I posted a link to the story, Veterans Today. You're on the front page. Tell us about that.
Yeah. They did a story on my childhood. That was kind of weird. They vetted it out. There was even more than I realized. And I go down the rabbit hole.
Who's Krill?
Krill was an alien. One down about 8 floors down at Broom Lake.
Have you been to Broom Lake? Have you been down there?
Yes, I have, and yes, I did. And no, I can't hardly remember any of it. Something happened to me. They tried debriefing me. This is where I first came up with the concept of synthetic telepathy and then did the basic research in that area because I could not understand how this entity was able to communicate to me without sound.
Mm-hmm. Rick, why is it that when you see these sci-fi movies and the aliens are coming, the first thing we do is call out the military and just, all right, they're coming, let's blow them up.
Yeah, War of the Worlds. Yeah, yeah. with justification, because I think that aliens come in all colors, good, bad, and ugly.
Do they come in blue?
I don't know. Probably that would be a ridiculous.
I'm thinking the last thing we need is another blue plague.
Literature would say the blue aliens are reticulan lizards. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about another blue plague. That's the last thing we need.
There you go. Yeah.
So Rick, when we're faced with alien life approaching our small planet, why would we think that, number one, why would we think that they'd be the enemy? Why would we think that that we can overpower them? Why would we even entertain those thoughts? Because
I don't, fear. That's the first enemy that man has, is fear. Once you overcome fear, you have some personal power. That in itself, power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then, of course, you start to see things more clearly, and clarity becomes an enemy. Now, ultimately, the fourth enemy is what I currently enjoy, old age.
Hmm.
That's all Castaneda.
Well, I'm thinking about if we are visited, and if we have been visited, and why wouldn't we think that we have been visited? And why would we think that we're alone here right now? What would make us think that, that we can't...
At our level of awareness, imagination is reality. So how could aliens not be real?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what... So one of my instructors was talking about Carl Sagan, that if we think we're alone, I think we're not thinking, because the possibility, the probabilities that there is intelligent life out there is overwhelming. And the more we learn about ourselves and the universe, there's got to be life out there, and it's got to be pretty bright. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us. And, class, above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.